Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pavko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Ditmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Minor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Mixes moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton throws the ball into Logan, who relays the ball to Ditmer, who tags Jackson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mixes scores. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the mound. Minor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Dittmer reaches second base with a double. Gordon moves to third. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is walked intentionally. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a line drive into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Baumholtz moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pavko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pavko moves to second. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dittmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pavko scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall strikes out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0 for 1 in the game. Minner strikes out. Crandall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Minner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixes bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baumholtz moves to third. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Minner covering, for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crandall moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smalley. Crandall scores. Sparn moves to third. Bruton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. Fondi moves to second. One out. It's 4-3, Braves. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown pinch hits for Paul Minner. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Jones catches it and throws to first to double up Matthews. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing left field. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Lou Burdett now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to third for the out. Mixas moves to second. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ditmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adcock moves to third. Ditmer moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adcock scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Clyde McCullough. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Turk Lown. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ditmer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing center field. Carl Sawatzky now catching. Duke Simpson now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.